Just did the math. I think it's 247. Does that sound right? Years that we've been celebrating liberation, independence. Good. We got a numbers guy here. He just confirmed that every year, we do it once a year, we celebrate the fact that we are free from an institution that we didn't agree with. We didn't like the policies, didn't like the way we were being treated, we wanted to do our own thing. And so every year, to great fanfare, I spent $250 in fireworks. It lasted 20 seconds, but it was fun. To great fanfare, we celebrate an event that happened 246 years ago. And we would be wise, I think, to ponder, I wonder what it'd be like had that not happened. Everything would be different. I don't know that my ancestors would have come over. No idea. Things would be different and probably not good for us. I think this is important because it's the framework for which we are to live our Christian lives. Because what we do at the Mass is we remember in a most powerful way by the event becoming present to us again, that saving event of Calvary, we remember our liberation, not from the Brits, from Satan. We remember that we were liberated from evil forces 2,000 almost years ago. And every day, as we have been doing for centuries, two millennia, we remember. But in a way that's different than the way we remember our independence, because those soldiers who fought for our independence and the evil forces that we were trying to be freed from are gone, long gone. And we have our own battles. But the battle that was won for us on Calvary, that liberator is alive and well and is still fighting for us. So that we can, when the seas become turbulent, still call upon him today as humanity did 2,000 years ago and said, save us, as the Lord had prepared through his people from the very beginning with Abraham, that we can call upon that same one and say, come, save me again. Rescue me again, because even though the war has been won, Satan, unfortunately, is allowed to still get a few pot shots in, a few kidney blows, and he's still got little battles that he wants to engage us in. But all we have to do is say, as he did, have a little faith, call upon him, Lord, save us, rescue me, feel like I'm perishing, and remember the saving act and the Savior, the Rescuer, is alive and with us. So in a way that we can't do with this 4th of July celebration, as wonderful as it is, and it should be wonderful and joy-filled and safe and fun, that plays out in our lives every day. You have rescued me. But Lord, I'm not completely in the clear yet. But the nice thing is about this Rescuer is he's here. He says, I'm still with you. For the battles that we will engage today and tomorrow and the day after, call upon me. Have faith. I will rescue you. Come to me. Please, Lord, I'll need you again today. He says, I know. So it's good, because what we do here is we remember our liberation from Satan. And as we go out, we remember our liberator is with us until Satan has been completely conquered and is no more, and that's when Jesus comes again. And between now and then, we got to do a lot of calling upon our liberator, the one who wants to give us total freedom from sin, death, terror, fear, worry, anxiety, you name it. Jesus, rescue me again. Save us, Lord. We are perishing, sometimes it feels like. And then he comes to our aid. Our independence, true independence, is in Jesus the Rescuer, who is alive and well right now and is waiting to say, I'm here with weapons beyond imagining. But if we don't call upon him, he can't use them. And he arms us for the battle But if we don't call upon him every day, every minute of every day, he can't do what he wants to do. So we call upon him. Lord, save us. Save us when we are perishing.